Okay, and there will be a few seconds of nothing, and then it's me. It's me talking. Hello, and welcome.
You're going to make me edit around that, aren't you?
To the No, leave it all in. To the Cubicorn News Podcast. My name is Dustin Morbido.
That's a lie.
Joining me today, Lorraine Morbido is here.
Also a lie.
Doing stuff. A lot going on.
Too much going on.
I'm
going
to describe all the various reasons this is going to be a little weird. First one is... We're kind of doing this live just to get something out there while Lorraine is doing some art stuff. I'm messing around on the computer a little bit, so we're like mixed use.
Heckin' multi-trillion tasking over here.
Yeah, mixed use of our...
This is a nightmare, by the way. I kind of love it, but it's also a nightmare.
Apologies. Oh, let's see. Let me run down the ways. So many apologies. First one, apologies for... This sounds a little different than usual. It's just going to. We're in our other little workspace in the back. This room is not built for recording. We don't have, like, foam up and stuff, so it's going to be a little more echoey and audio is going to be a little weirder. I apologize for that.
In my defense, I brought some of the baffling in here and you took it out. I had those pieces that fell from the streaming room and I brought them in here and then you moved them. So there was baffling in here at one point.
I mean,
and
that's
you took
just,
it away, so...
That's fine. I'll take blame for that. So there's that. Lorraine is also... her
room.
Audio might be a little weirder in general than mine, because she's moving around a little bit. She's doing, like... She's arting. She's drawing and stuff.
I'm arting.
So she's got
ears.
She's got to lean over her tablet. She's going to be, like... You should be able to hear her voice
Bad
all the way through,
posture.
But...
Posture.
Might be some weird, like, Doppler effects nonsense as she kind of leans back and forward.
Lean with it, rock with it.
Drawing on her screen and whatnot.
Heck.
I'm over here on the laptop messing around a little bit, so we're both just kind of getting a little bit done while we lay at least a few minutes down of podcast.
Also, in my defense, this is my normal time, so...
Sure.
You're cutting into my arts.
Because the second thing, it has been a while. I want to say it's been a month or more since we recorded a thing.
I was keeping track, but you didn't seem to...
I mean, I knew we had missed a bunch, but... I didn't keep track to exactly how much, but all I'll say about that is, in the interest of, again, what kind of the whole idea with podcasting recently has been, was that there was going to be updates. I apologize for the lack of updates. The update I have for you now is that there's just been a lot of stuff going on. Some work stuff, which is good. We haven't shirked on the game stream stuff. That was more important to me of the two. So that's a good thing. We're going to be doing another one of those. Probably today, as you're hearing this, maybe even we've already done it. I'm not sure. We'll get this up when we get it up. But
am I editing this or are you editing this?
I don't know. At some point, you'll hear this, and then on every Thursday, we've still been doing game streaming.
Dev streaming.
Maybe with the exception of the next one, actually, will be the case.
Yeah, next week there will be no game stream.
Whenever you hear this, I suspect it'll be before June 13th of the year of our Lord, 2019. There will not be a game stream that day. I'll probably make sure there's another one that week regardless. I might get on in like 2 or 3 p.m. or something and do a little of that myself at some point. Maybe. We'll see. Maybe Monday. I don't know. We'll figure something out. But in any case, almost always we'll be streaming more game development stuff on Thursdays. As far as the, like, kind of intentional hiatus for this stuff, it's just been life, man. It's been game stuff. It's been other work stuff.
Somebody got a job.
Lorraine's job, that's been good, though. That's on the good side of, because you're enjoying it.
It's true.
And so that's awesome. That's been on the good side of other things that have kept us busy. Like, other bad stuff was just still, like, family stuff. I had a loss on my side of the family. One of my uncles passed away that sucked up, like...
Good chunk of time.
And I feel like there's been like 6 or 7 other things that have happened that were like less good, not happy like things that sucked some of our like hours away. But the job thing has been good. Like I said, I've been super proud of you and I'm glad you're enjoying it. It seems like you're taking to it. Like, it seems like you're doing fairly well at it from every time I've seen you like post pictures of the stuff you've been working on and all that. You're thinking?
I'm thinking. No, I'm trying to... Wait a sec. I need to look at a picture. Okay. My phone's not over here. Christ. I mean, I guess I can. I don't mind.
Oh, yeah. I love it. It sounds so good. Anyway.
Okay, it is back. I'm not crazy. I started working beginning of last month as a pottery decorator at Greenfield Village, which is a, for the uninitiated, which is probably anyone, it's so wide reach, it's hard to tell, honestly.
I mean, if you put it into Google, you're probably only going to find the one thing.
It's a weird history museum in southeastern Michigan.
That's the one.
And I am spending my days decorating and making pieces of pottery, which is part of what my art stream is tonight. I'm attempting to kind of like sketch out some designs. I'm going to be working on some plates tomorrow. I want to see how well... I think I found a decent brush to kind of imitate that stroke or what have you. But I'm just trying to... I'm doing a little experimenting to a weird little collection of things.
Yeah, and like I said, that stuff's been good because you've been enjoying it. I've been enjoying seeing you progress. Like I said, you've done...
come back and visit me now.
Pretty good job at that stuff. It's a different discipline, but it's also like...
It's still...
Like I said, for...
It's a different medium, but it's still just art.
Yeah, and I think you've actually, in some of the cases where you've kind of like described it to people, just like, you know, acquaintances, other people we know, like... When people are there, like, oh, what are, did you train for that? And you're like, well, your immediate answer is no, but I don't think that wholly sums up the situation. Because you've been good at art, and you've practiced it throughout, like, your whole life, basically. Because
what they're asking, what they're not actually saying, but they are asking, is if I have an art degree.
Sure.
Which I don't. I think all of our potters actually do have bachelors of arts. Some, if not most, in ceramics specifically.
Mm-hmm.
But our potters are also full-time, whereas the decorators are all only part-time, and most of them do still have the degree, like an art degree, except for I have one kindred spirit, one of the older ladies, Robin. She started as a presenter and worked her way into, like, she took some, like, she took some like classes on her own time after presenting in the pottery shop. It's just like, that's like a speaking role. She's just like kind of like a tour guide type person who's just simply stationed in the building speaking, not actually doing anything pottery related. But because I've got a bachelor's of science, not of art. Do with that what you will. Maybe I won't.
I'm typing two. But anyway, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and then I then follow that up with, but I've been doing art pretty much my entire life. Like,
yeah.
My grandma, my mom attributes it to her, but I also attribute it to my mom. My grandma is very, very artistically inclined. She's probably the biggest inspiration for me doing almost any art in my life. She's always just been very crafty. She does a lot of things, even still. And I think I was able to take some of that kind of spirit or whatever mindset and funnel that into this random stuff like this that I do.
Yeah, and the other thing I was going to add to that, I think, was just that in the same way that, I mean, anybody can learn anything with enough hours.
Yes.
Straight
and
up.
I always then continue on with a lot of practice, because that's, I've done all of, like, I went into this with literally no pottery experience. I've done some, like, very, very rudimentary, like, sculpture in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But never taken, like, a formal class or anything.
But you'd still give them examples of your other, like, drawn work. Like, you gave them a little portfolio and stuff. So
yeah,
they knew of your, like, general artistic ability.
One of their biggest prefaces was, like, drawing. Because there is a fair amount of drawing in it. Like, that's mainly what I'm doing, even if it's with slip or whatever. But And they had me do, like, a paper drawing in my interview. And then slip trailing, which was, that was the first time I had done, wow, that looks literally awful. And then some slip trailing, which I had never done. Where's the pencil? But apparently, I mean, I'm going to take this as a proud moment, especially now since I know her more. The fact that I got a wow out of our, like the manager, the, I think she might technically be like the head potter. She was very impressed with my slip trailing, which I take as a very high compliment. And I know our head decorator seems to be enjoying our progress, though. Of course, she wishes we were moving maybe a little bit faster because she wants us to do the wedding plates that she doesn't want to do. But I've been having a lot of fun. Like the shop is filled with so many extremely passionate and very talented people, and they're all just a joy to work with. And I'm learning new things every single day from every one of them. Just trying to, like, I'm taking up so much space. I have very poor space management right now, but it's
again
fun.
she's really working. I'm typing a little, but she's doing more fiddly stuff than that. While kind of dictating.
And this is after doing this basically this all freaking day. Wednesdays we have fun. But yeah, I'm enjoying it a lot, and I'd very much like to continue on doing more of that kind of stuff and just learning more. I love learning, I love making stuff, so this all makes sense to me.
Yeah, it's really neat. Like I said, I'm really proud of you, and it complements your existing skill set well. You're building new skills.
It's true.
You're enjoying the work that you're doing. All that stuff is amazing. It's very cool. So like I said, that's been on the good side of things that have, like, you know, taken up some time, but not, you know, all of it. But everything takes up a little.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of the other stuff is, like, I won't get into the weeds about anything else.
Weeds,
but it's,
weeds,
you know,
weeds, weeds.
Just a lot of stuff shifting around, a lot of regular, like, day-to-day bullcrap that either needs to get done or, like, you know, some extenuating circumstances with just, like, regular life stuff that you can't control with, you know, family and people and all that kind of nonsense. But we're hanging in there. We're doing okay. Like I said, I want to keep on the game stream stuff and maybe even
expand
that. Like I said, yeah, I'll probably, like, my ideal in the near term would be to do 2 streams a week, one with Lorraine still, at a regular Thursday time, and then I want to try to get myself to do at least one more, probably on my own, probably just during the normal work hours, like anywhere between like noon and 4. So at some point I'll just decide to do that, and then I'll be online, you know, typing code
trigger
and fucking around and whatever.
It's like with this stream, I just sat down one day and I'm like, I'm arting now.
But that stuff's all kind of still, you know, just when we get around to it. We're going to try to get back to doing this more frequently, at minimum once a month, but if we can get back to our regular, like, Fortnite, not the game,
God, no, not
the amount of time, if we can get back to our normal every 2-week schedule, that would be ideal, but if I'm going to let one slip, I would rather have it be, if it has to be one or the other, I would rather have it be the podcast than the game dev stuff currently. So that's kind of where we're at with that, so, you know, we'll post stuff, it'll be in the feeds, we always try to put up on Twitter and Facebook and stuff. That's all Lorraine. So thank you, Lorraine, for doing that stuff.
It's all me.
When we, like, stream and stuff like that. Because she, again, I do very much appreciate it.
I can hope so.
Social media magnate over there.
I tweet every, like, week.
But anyway, yeah, all that stuff is, we still want to do all of it. We still will do all of it sometimes. But again, that's kind of just still been a moving target for us, of as there are only so many hours in the day, and there's so much other stuff going on.
Exhibit A, only so many hours.
Got to prioritize. But anyway, we're doing this now.
Fact.
Just to give a little check-in, I am going to... Lorraine, I want to say maybe as of, like, this weekend or sometime next week, we'll have, like, a dedicated sit-down meeting between the two of us, but I'm going to try to give myself a hard... a hard time limit to, in whatever state it's in, to release the PC version of Down the Drain on Steam in time for Maker Faire. And I don't, that doesn't mean we won't, like, I don't think we'd put it up in a state that's like, I don't know, maybe we would, as like an early access kind of thing. Like maybe we just update it over time, like if there are just a handful of like bugs we wanted to fix or other things we wanted to change after the initial release, we'd do that. But I will consider it the ultimate personal failure for me, just like as a person in my heart, if we cannot at that show, since we're going back this year, with a product say, hey, this exists, it's not perfect, but you can go experience it yourself for a handful of US dollars or whatever. And I think we can do it.
I think so.
I don't know exactly what state that game will be in when it releases, but I think honestly it'll be like 80% of what we've pitched for like the current build, because the shop stuff is almost all done. Kind of like there's a lot of stuff, there's some stuff that's like 80% done, there's a lot of other stuff that I have in like a state between like 40 and like 60 maybe. We'll be doing a little bit of that stuff tomorrow on stream, or anyway,
tomorrow. Whatever,
today, Thursday. Whatever, at some on a Thursday
the 6th is we are referencing. Put it in the logbooks. It's the 5th right now.
But yeah, like we're within striking distance. We really are. And then once we have that version out, like I said, we'll maybe like do a second pass on just the PC version, where if there's like, if we find any like really glaring errors, like or glitches and stuff, we'll fix that stuff. If there's anything like content wise that was like that we'd intend to put in that like didn't quite make the cut originally, maybe we'll put a month or two into tidying some of that stuff up. And then after that, the goal would be to move on to both starting to port that game to whatever console platforms it's going to be on, like finishing up alternate versions and
the Wii
finishing
version.
Up Super Cucumber, our other game. What was that, Larry?
You know, the Wii U version.
Yeah, exactly. You got it.
I bet we could release something on the Wii U if we really wanted to.
I wonder. I don't know anymore, because like there was a lot of time where we could have.
I don't think they closed the store.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true. Like, you can still buy stuff that's already listed. I don't know if they're like, I would have to double check to see if Nintendo has like closed the loop on like approvals for the Wii U shop at this point.
I guess that's true. They would have to.
For fresh games. But that's neither here nor there. I would think it's probably unlikely it'll be on the Wii U, but I'm not saying never.
I was mainly being facetious.
No, I know. That's like, again, that's like our joke for ourselves of like...
It's been that long.
Yeah, our original trajectory versus where we're at now, but but that's fine.
We have fun, maybe. Oh.
But anyway, so we'll have like another, like, we'll put our heads together and kind of hunker down on some of that stuff.
That's a lie.
I'll delegate some more tasks to you, although
of
I really appreciate the work you did on those other costume art. Like, those other little portraits were very nice. That was one of the other things Lorraine had done recently.
We did show those off last week on stream.
Yeah, I don't know if we, like, called it out specifically, though. I don't remember, but in any case.
We showed them.
Uh-huh. Like, that stuff was really good. But yeah, that's kind of our, like, extremely rough roadmap for
most of that was already done. It was just putting it in the game, finally.
Mm-hmm. That's our kind of extremely rough roadmap for our, like, future for the next couple months, because Maker Faire is at the end of July. Maker Faire Detroit, so... I suspect anyone out there probably won't be at that show, but that's when you can expect to see...
You never know.
You can see some version of one of the things that we've been working on and off for, since the dawn of time.
Dinosaurs Walk the Earth.
It'll actually be out. Or I'm a failure.
Oh, hey, Seth, it's the same.
But anyway, so that's where we're at with that.
I've been a failure for the past 28 years.
That's not true.
It wouldn't be an art stream without me ragging on myself, so you've got that coming.
Mm-hmm.
Coming here.
Yeah.
Oh my Christ.
You arting over there, snickering and arting.
Maybe. Don't worry about it. It's just. I'm experimenting, trying to recreate things that I've seen other pieces in the shop be kind of like, but this is just There's an emotion in this face on this fish that I can't describe in words.
Well, I was going to say, you know what the rule is now, right? The podcast art has to be something that you're drawing today. I don't really care what.
It can be. It might honestly be this fish. Because, like, holy cow. But that's neither here nor there.
Very good. In any case, yeah, I was going to kick it back to you, Lorraine. Is there anything else you can think of to add as to, like, our process, check-ins, like, what else has been going on personally? Because other than that, we might talk about some recent game stuff, just, like, general video game things for just a smidge.
I mean,
and then kind of wrap it up.
I don't think I actually mentioned this on here before, because it's been maybe that long. I honestly don't remember. But I released a book.
Oh, you know, I mean, you've definitely done that since then, but I don't know that you brought it up online, so.
As I've told others before, I'm in a constant state of wanting to talk about it and never wanting to speak about it again.
But I mean, it'll come up, right? You just, like, go to Amazon and type in your name, presumably.
I'm going
to
find out right now. I have an author page.
I'm going to go test that
specifically. But I've been doing some writing for, like, past 2-ish years or so, just for fun. Like, I've always liked telling stories or making
sure
up stories.
Does. Oops. Yeah, that's a thing you can do. You can type Lorraine Morbido into Amazon.
Maybe don't. But I finally, two Mays ago, I finally just called my own bluff and sat down and wrote a thing. And pretty much haven't stopped writing since. I'm not going to specifically direct you there because no one needs to go there. But my DeviantArt page has not only that story on it in a slightly rougher and not 100% complete form, but also this fucking fish. But also two other things that I've been working on, and there's more to come because, like I said, I literally haven't stopped since that May. But I've really been enjoying it. Like, I'm enjoying it a lot more than I thought I would, honestly. Part of it is because, I don't know if I even mentioned this to you, it's just getting it out of my head. Some of these stories have kind of just been in my, like, floating around in my mind for years now. And just getting them out is extremely freeing in a way I was not expecting. So that's a thing. I not only need to make this fish smaller, because I need to fit more on this page, but I'm putting him separately. I can't. I literally can't with this fish. But, I've really been enjoying it. And I have a small following of people who read my bi-weekly updates to these two stories. It's three stories. I'm on the third one right now. It's going to finish up about middle of this month. Because I front load all of my work. I've had most of the story that I'm posting has been done for, like, probably the better part of a year, but I like to keep a steady stream of content because I'm conscientious or whatever, or I just can't stop, won't stop. But yeah, I've really been enjoying that. It's been a nice, just other thing, artsy thing to pick up, and it's been fun.
Mm-hmm. It's been, like I said, that stuff's been cool.
If you
too,
ever bring up my writing to me, I will talk to you about it. There's a very, like, almost 99% chance I will never bring up anything that I've written to you. It's like a royal you. That's like any person ever.
I'm glad you mentioned it because it is a thing that you've been doing. I helped very, very, very lightly in the...
You're credited as my editor.
Getting the final printed volume together, or I don't know what you call an ebook. I guess you could still call it printed.
I mean, you can get a physical copy of it.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah, I did help edit the tome that you compiled.
It is a tome. It's like fucking 600 pages because I'm a monster.
But yeah, it is a thing that you've been up to. It is a thing that you've been doing. It is
fishing.
It is still a testament to how like I am impressed by your creativity and your ability to just keep throwing yourself into stuff. I am very...
I wish
I was a little more like that.
It's like I said, like I like making things.
Yeah.
That's my passion. It's not necessarily games. It's not necessarily art. It's not necessarily writing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm for all the kind of weirdness behind it, like, I'm a maker. I mm-hmm. make things.
Yeah. You know what I thought about? And I might actually do this. Sorry. Finish.
I mean, I've always just... I've made two separate costumes, like cosplay costumes, of different levels of elaboracy. I've always just, I like making things. I like doing things with my hands. Creating makes me very happy. Which is what also, bringing it on back, it's part of the reason why I like my job so much, is because I'm spending an entire day just making stuff, and it's great.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's, 20 of the same ornament for 7.5 hours a day, I'm having a ball. I have to talk to the public, too, which isn't great, but I'm still just having fun making stuff, and at the end of the day...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your ability to just kind of throw yourself into stuff and do it is, that's the part that I, the most wish was closer to how I am personally. Because once I get spun up on stuff, I'm usually pretty good, but it's, the Herculean effort to get the ball rolling for me has always been the...
I think that maybe I'm more of a Persona 3 Persona user than you, because I can pull the trigger where you have to face yourself.
Something like that.
Like in 4, or find your... rebellious spirit, like in 5.
There you go.
Whereas
yep, that's
I'm more
me.
Willing to grab the gun-shaped object and literally shoot myself in the face.
Oh.
I'm also listening to Persona music. That's mm-hmm. what's going through my stream for the people who don't.
Yeah,
you can't hear it.
But I did.
It's coming through my PC, not Dustin's.
To bring it full circle on creativity and doing random stuff, over the past week I was watching the YouTube videos and stuff about that Star Wars theme park thing,
uh-huh.
and I was like, there's no way I'd spend $200 on a lightsaber to, maybe there's, one... Maybe this is the one universe where I'd spend $200 on a lightsaber to, no, I'm definitely not going to do that. But what I might do...
Is machine one?
Right, is I might make one myself by hand.
Ever since I heard about that, what is it called? Tech shop place.
Mm-hmm.
That's always kind of been in the back of my head of somewhere, I know it's a membership or whatever.
Yeah.
But that's one of the coolest fucking things I've ever heard of.
Yeah, we should go check that out at some point together. Cause
it's super close, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really nearby to us, but the stuff that I was looking at, I just watched a handful of YouTube tutorials about, other people putting that stuff together, is, you could even go that deep if you wanted to, but for the thing that I might do, it's even more simple than that. You can just get, a couple pieces of aluminum tubing and just, slide them into each other
this
and, epoxy the shit
boy.
Out of them and call it a day.
This is a precious friend. Oh, I love him.
And there's a combination of, you can just have it light and no sound. You can either mm-hmm. buy, boards that people have built that have the audio effects and stuff built in. Or you can do the thing that, was the first thing that occurred to me, and then I found a different video showing that. You can buy the shitty, $10 one from Target
and
just cut that shit in half,
yeah.
You're right, and just, rip the board out. And
that's funny.
I've done enough soldering that I can rewire that fucker if I really put my mind to it, so... Yeah, I think that's ultimately where I'm going to go with that, for both reasons. For the first one being that, $200 is a lot of money to spend on a stupid toy. And also, it would be, just more fulfilling at the end of the day to, make it a fun art project and do something like that. And at the same time, it is actually custom. It's not the same 4 pieces that everybody who goes to the thing and gets.
Uh-huh.
You can change it up a little, make it even more different if you want. So yeah, I think that might be at some point in my future. I don't know when I'll start messing with that, but let's say in the next 6 months, I'll probably take a trip to Home Depot and buy a bunch of crap. And it might be raining.
It is raining. I wasn't sure if that was you messing with the chair.
No,
that's
not me. So I'm not sure if that'll pick up on the mics or not, but we can hear the pitter patter of the raindrops.
Kind of on that topic, that's also why I'm still honestly not completely ruling out making a Destiny cosplay, because
mm-hmm.
that would be cool. That would be it'd be very complicated, but
mm-hmm.
it would be a very cool thing to tackle.
Yeah. Because
most of my other, my cosplays are not the most elaborate thing you've ever seen, but they're not it's not a t-shirt that looks like Goku's gi or whatever. It's I've made, well...
Yeah, you've done more work than that.
I made the Persona 3 portable female protagonist uniform,
mm-hmm.
and also modded a dog plush to be Koromaru, and then also made an Arrietty cosplay, sans the clip, because I couldn't figure that out, but I made her bag, I made the needle sword, I made belt, I made the rope, I made a bunch of other accessories for it, but like a Guardian cosplay, like, would be, I still think that'd be super cool. Like, I'm honestly still considering that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I bet we could pull some together. Especially, like, if you went, your Guardian class, if you went Hunters, their armor options are so much more like clothing.
Yeah.
That I feel like you could just, like, sew a little bit of padding into some leggings or whatever, and that would be close enough to most of the pants. Yeah. And,
I mean, I would do, as, like, when we were kind of, like, joking around, not, like, 100% serious with, like, our friend group.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't be, I love this boy. Oh, my God, he's so cute. I would do my gear. Like, I wouldn't just do, like, oh, here's just Hunter gear. I would make my Guardian, and everything's going to be green because of that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with that, because that's what I need in my life. This mouse is so cute. I love him. Sorry.
No, you're good.
He's so precious. I'm the more I think about, this is just on this in general.
Mm-hmm.
The more I think about me, like, actually getting the chance to design a plate on my own, or like any kind of design, like, it's going to look so aggressively like my art style, and it's going to be weird. Because, like, they've all got, like, I mean, granted, I'll do my damnedest to make it look like the more traditional stuff like they have. But, like, if you give me free rein like this, like, it's going to come out looking like my trash. And, like, that's going to get fired. And people are going to buy that at, like, a museum gift shop. And it kind of is dumb.
It's wonderful.
This mouse is so cute. But I can't, I have to do, like, the fish is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But the mouse is adorable. I love him. He's round and a friend, but he needs something next to him. I don't know what it's going to be. It might be some kind of flower. I don't know how to do a flower. I mean, it could be.
But in any case, yeah, I do agree with you. That stuff is neat.
I just like making shit.
Having a physical representation of something at the end of, like, effort is, it is psychologically satisfying in a way that even the game stuff is not, which is, like I said, I like that stuff a lot, and there is something to be said in its own right for making a game or building a website or, you know, accomplishing things digitally too, but, there's nothing that is quite exactly like, undertaking a little project and then having a physical thing that you can, you know, touch, wield, smell, taste, I guess, if you're into that.
There's a reason I made a physical copy of my book. That was literally all for me. Other people can enjoy it too, but I did that for myself. I love this mouse. He's a precious friend.
You're doing it. Well, yeah, with all that in mind, I think we might just wrap this up, at least the recorded part of this podcast, the thing that we'll ultimately post in the podcast feed at some point, with stuff that we'll probably be talking about in the future. So, like, I suspect the next, like, we'll do a podcast at some point, again, like, time willing, because the next week is going to be, like, a little nuts, but maybe the week after we can, we'll probably do another check-in one, just the next time we do, it'll probably be our various adventures. We got a lot of other stuff going on.
Spoiler alert! We're going to GoFest again this year.
Uh-huh. It'll be like another
GoFest 3.
Short trip.
GoFest 3.
24-hour trip.
And we're seeing Anastasia again next week. I can't wait. You've never seen it. I need to see it again.
Mm-hmm.
I need to, I'm looking
forward to both of those. E3 will have happened at that point, so we'll have a bunch of news about other video games. We'll have played more of the new Destiny expansion, which my initial impression of playing for like a few hours last night is I like it, but...
Yeah.
And we'll know what the next expansion is after that, the really big one that's coming in the fall. So there'd be all that to theoretically talk about. All kinds of stuff. So we'll check back in with that. So I think I'll close this out today with Lorraine.
Who missed?
As of this afternoon, there was new info about those new Pokemon games that are coming out.
Fact.
What is your favorite Pokemon of the ones that they revealed?
I mean, like, the new ones?
The ones today, the where there's, like, five today. Or six, like, the new legendary guys, and that sheep, that weird ugly thing that is great. I love how ugly it is.
The turtle? He's not ugly, he's a friend!
I mean, he's, like, chunky and weird-looking, but
friend.
I love him.
He's like not ugly, don't you say he's ugly.
I'm just saying he doesn't have, like, nice, clean, like... He doesn't look like a cartoon, which is, I think, is a compliment.
He does look like a cartoon. He's,
but I mean, like,
he's a crumbly guy.
Like, think about, like, Rhyhorn. Like, when I looked at him, I think about Rhyhorn, and I'm like, there's something about Rhyhorn that, like, the lines on him are so clean, and, like, he looks like a cartoon. That this thing is, like, a little, like, a tick further in the, like, there's a chunkiness to him that I really appreciate.
He's great. Don't make fun of him.
So I guess maybe ugly is not the right word.
He's not
ugly. He's, like, earthy. He's lived in.
He's not ugly. Don't you say he's ugly. I was going to mention him.
I was going to say him, too. Like, I think he is my favorite of all those designs that they revealed.
I have a soft spot, for sheep. And Wooloo is a precious friend.
Do you know what that other thing's name is?
No.
Okay, neither do I.
I watched it on my lunch break without sound and closed captions auto-corrected by YouTube. So they weren't great.
Okay.
Because cool. It happened while I was at work, and I wanted to see it. It was only, like, 16 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
This lizard right now, though. Like, holy cow. What am I doing?
Yeah.
I love the fucking goth raven. Like, holy shit.
Oh, yeah, that thing looks dope.
That thing is, like... what did I call him? I think I called him, quote, the raven...
Say...
Looking ass motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna catch one of those and call it Edgar, Allen, or Poe. I don't know which yet.
That flower thing is hella generic.
Yeah, that thing is, like, by far the weakest one. It looks like a Gen 4 Pokemon that I forgot about.
And honestly, the legendaries are super generic. I really don't like them that much. Like, they're fine. Their designs are fine. But they look, between the two of them, they look so samey. Like, they look identical.
You know that you're going to, like, slot a crystal into one of those things or something that's going to, like, turn into a monster truck or some shit. It'll probably transform or have, like, a... probably be something.
I mean, I'm quite partial to the sword dog just because he's stupid and is holding a... he's just a dog holding a sword! The other guy has dumb hair. He looks like a Pyroar knockoff. but, like, sword dog? Fucking sword dog! Oh, God, I've seen so many memes. So many memes.
But, yeah, you're not wrong about the, like...
That flower thing is, like, the most generic thing I've seen
in a
while.
Yeah, I thought the exact same thing. I was like, is this just, like, a design that they had, like... They're like, we need two more Pokemon. So they just pulled it out of, like, the folder of discarded, like...
Because it was the flower and its evolution.
Mm-hmm.
It was the ugly turtle.
you don't have to call him ugly. Like I said, I think he's my favorite too.
That wonderful, wonderful sheep. And those generic ass looking dogs.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you about Grookey and how much I love him still. He is beautiful.
Fair enough.
Also, big Pokemon.
Mm-hmm. But that's the thing. So that's the last thing I wanted to mention is, like, I don't know how that, like, they plan to have that work in regular battles. I guess it doesn't matter, because it's really just a conceit for them to put, like, the raid system in there.
No, but they said it's, like, a 3-turn thing. They specifically said...
But is
said,
it, like, just a status buff? Like, what does it do?
I don't know.
Okay.
Why would they say it now? Like, they literally just announced it, but no, it's, like, it's a 3-turn bonus. They mentioned that the moves and the stats are going to be buffed in some way.
Mm-hmm. On the back end, at least, like, presumably the only reason it exists in that game at all is because that, like, they needed to come up with an excuse to have, like, multi-Pokemon on single-Pokemon raid battles, which is a thing that I had wanted, I'm almost certain I've mentioned that on the podcast one or more times, was that, like, I wish that they would put, like, group, PvE activities into Pokemon, like, into proper Pokemon, and they fucking did it, which is, like, that was one of my longer shot, like, I didn't expect that to happen, it was just a thing that I thought would be cool, and now they're doing it, so I'm kind of stoked for that. I think that's really neat.
I think it's funny.
I can't wait to see how it works in practice, because they did say that it was, like, you won't have to group up with people, like, if you just go do those battles, it'll just, like, give you random, like, computer trainers or whatever to fight with you. And I don't know how that's going to work in, because Like, you kind of, like you said, you like sort of half watched the presentation, or I didn't actually watch it at all.
I watched the whole thing, but I just watched
read
it
like the cliff notes. Did you see, did they show it in action, or did they just kind of describe it? Okay.
Yeah. They went through like steps of it.
Like, is it like turn-based? Do you like just choose a move? Okay. I just wanted to be like, I was wondering if they like, if it was like a totally different battle system that was not like it became Pokemon Go for 2 minutes and then it just went back to being regular Pokemon.
I think the one thing that they did specifically mention was the fact that only one of the four trainers can
catch the thing.
Get big.
Oh,
as well.
Okay.
I think everyone has a chance to catch it. That fucking overhand throw.
I'm gonna only. Like, I don't remember what their bullshit name for it is, but I'm gonna only call it embiggening. I'm never
thing,
gonna
though,
not call it.
I think it's like Dynamax or something. The only thing I can think of Dymaxion because of the like the museum, that fucking house from Buckminster Fuller.
Mm-hmm.
But I just saw that and I'm like, the dumbest little thing is though. Did you notice they all have like clouds above their head? Like all of them.
No,
whenever they're
funny.
Big, it's so silly.
They're just like implying how tall they are.
Yeah,
they're like, oh, I'm real big.
And biggin.
Oh, that's so great. Oh, but anyway, yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
This lizard though.
I would definitely say that like and I was like not cold on those games necessarily, but I wasn't super hot on them either. I would say that my temperature is like. I'm at least at, like, a solid simmer now with that
I was
info.
Probably there with the starter announcement.
Mm-hmm. Like, not a boil, but you know,
oh,
I'm
yeah.
getting there.
I may be, like, we're getting closer to a boil for me, but it's still, like, we're simmering. It's mm-hmm. not, I'm not, like, this is no Heart Gold, Soul Silver, or, like, X and Y revelation.
Mm-hmm.
This is, like, a...
Yeah, and again, this is from...
I've sunburned from... Sun and Moon.
That's fair.
Ha 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 ha.
I get it.
No, you didn't. and so I'm like, I'm tepid, which is another temperature word.
Tepig?
No. about these, but they're piquing my interest in good ways, so we'll see.
Yeah, I'm down. I will. At least start up one of those Pokemon games in a couple months. I don't know if I'll finish it.
November 15th. You probably won't. You don't finish anything.
But yeah, it looks cool. And the other thing I was going to say, again, this was just like reading articles or whatever, about people summarizing it. Is it accurate that it appears they like have mostly done away with random battles?
So like I was
because if that's true,
car,
I'm all about it.
There's that thing called the Wilds. Where Pokemon are just literally walking around,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know if that's between every town or if that's like specific areas.
Mm-hmm. Just we'll roll up to an Onix and be like, "I challenge you!"
They
slap him with
just
your,
like a,
your glove, ungloved hand, and then
they showed just like a Steelix going around some like sandstormy area, and whatever. Yeah, I filled up this period pretty well.
Nice.
Oh, man. Some of these pictures, though, they're interesting. but, yeah. It's pretty much... I'm still interested. I'm peaked, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Interested.
I mean, we'll still probably find out a little more over the
on
next like, week or so. Because there'll probably like there'll be people presumably playing unfinished versions of that game at E3, and they'll have impressions and stuff like that. So, I would guess that we'll find out more like fine details about those games in like the very near future. I like it.
Are you just talking about me typing, or...?
No, well, yeah, both. I do like the typing still, but I like Pokemon also. And yeah, honestly, I think as you kind of type it out over there, the fish sugar stuff, I think that might call it a recording. I might call it a show. Thank you very much, Lorraine, for hanging out and talking, and especially doing art. That's all very much appreciated.
It was very, very low-key art today. Not a full anything... And
mm-hmm.
honestly,
yeah,
like,
again, we're kind of splitting the difference.
Part of this, I'm glad I did some of this now, because I would have been staring at those plates for a good, like, 10 minutes trying to think of anything, but
and
I've got some,
ideas.
Like... Because, like, man, when I was given free reign to do some of those stars, like, that was terrifying. I'm just like, the fuck am I even doing?
Uh-huh.
But even still, like, that revelation of, like...
Paralysis of opportunity.
Someone might see something that looks aggressively like something I made because it is something I made and, like, actually like it, and it's at, like, an actual, like, weird institution, and that just makes me laugh.
I mean, I like most of the things you make. So.
Yeah, but I make trash, Dustin. I make actual literal garbage.
Disagree.
Except for this mouse. Oh. This mouse is a precious friend.
Anti-trash.
He's gorgeous and beautiful. But this fish, though. We're just going to zoom in on the face.
Indeed. All right.
The face.
Well, yeah. I think that we'll call it a podcast. Thank you again, Lorraine, for joining me. Thank you for listening out there. Again, apologies if the audio is a little weird. It won't always be this way. And well, apologies for such a gap. We'll try to have as few of those as possible. But again, you can always... somebody needs to catch up with us. Just search for Cube Corn Games on whatever. You can find us. Keep checking out that Twitch. We'll still be doing that once a week or more. And we'll hopefully have a goddamn video game out in, like, the not-too-distant future.
I can hope so.
So, with all that in mind, thank you again. And we'll see you later, Internet. And then I have to now sidle further over to turn the recording off. So, bye-bye.